You lay your head on your pillow, and soon you reach the place of perfect rest. Your breathing stills, your heart and mind quiet, and your body begins to recover from the day. When you wake, it feels much too soon, like you never had the chance to sleep. You open your eyes and find yourself deep within a dream that you've never had. Sparse trees stretch for the sky in a vast forest. The ground is dotted with mushrooms that glow softly with bioluminescence. Their light pulses in time with the beat of your heart, casting strange, soft shadows everywhere you look. You hear light footfalls, and a woman emerges from the wooded forest. Her shadow waves to you before she does, and the pulsing glow of the forest floor moves faster when her face comes into view. Hello. I would welcome you, but I am the guest. This is your dream, after all. Oh, don't be shocked. Did you think summoning rituals only worked one way? That it was magic only humans could wield? That's a bit arrogant, don't you think? All doors open both ways. Of course. I summoned you, and it took no small effort. I even made sure you'd appear in finery rather than your night clothes. You look dashing, by the way. That color suits you. Questions, questions, distrust and accusations. Your response is anticipated. How I tire of this dance. I've done it 100 times before. Can we not socialize as humans do? Why not pretend we are strangers who ran into each other in the woods? That sounds much more compelling. Oh, don't pout. I figured the answer would be no. Look, I want you to be happy and content. Very well. You may have your formalities, your explanation. I am Rowan, and I know your name, sweet human. I've really enjoyed watching you this past year. It's been a big one for you. Oh, never mind how. We all watch humans from time to time. You're very entertaining. It's really cute watching you fall in love, since it leads most of you to ruin. What do I want? Oh, you sound so abrupt. I've heard this before. You don't want to be associated with warlocks. You don't want to fall from grace and make a deal with a demon. So you think being rude to me makes you a fine, upstanding person. Surely you have another means of measuring your moral compass. There is no audience. It's just us. You have nothing to prove. No one is judging you. Except for me. But it's obvious I find you worthy. Oh, and now you shake your head at me. Poor thing. Is it unpleasant being summoned against your will and contained? I've endured it many times over the centuries. Don't worry, our conversation will be painless. It could even be pleasant if you allowed yourself to relax. Oh, that's better. Smooth the crease between your eyebrows. Let your shoulders relax. Take a deep breath in, and we'll exhale together. Ah. Listen, you pretty thing. Ah, I could just stare at you. I keep getting distracted. Humans are so exquisite. Their bright eyes and their little ears. Maybe I should just keep you to admire. That was a joke. It wasn't funny. Well, excuse me for trying to make you feel comfortable. How's this for reassurance? No demon can make a deal without consent. I cannot trick you. You must agree for anything to happen. Right now, we're just talking. Oh, you're very cautious, and for good reason. After all, you're the greatest mage in a generation. Oh, yes, you are. Congratulations on winning that duel against your headmaster. That really sealed it. You surpassed the master, and word is already spreading across the empire. Oh. False modesty doesn't become you. Do you want the truth about your power? Of course you do. Believe me, I've watched humans long enough to see when they're born for something. You've hit that rare combination of natural talent, passion, and a willingness to put in the work. When a human has all three in abundance, it is groundbreaking. Believe me, it is how visionaries and rulers are born. Aw, your eyes are a little wider. Oh yes, sweet thing. It is how the world changes. Oh, now I have your attention. Look at me. Here, let me hold your chin so I can stare deeply into your eyes. Listen to me. I fear you don't know your true worth. Some people can work hard and hit a target, a goal that is difficult. You have the chance to hit a target that no one can even see. I've watched for years to find someone with your potential. And your eyes grow wide with realization. And this is what she wants. And she's right. I am the greatest mage in a generation. And this is why she's here, courting me in my dream. That's right. Oh, don't pull your chin away. I enjoy being close to you. Look at me. Look at my face. I don't hide what I am. And I don't hide my intentions with you either. Listen to my offer, and I'll send you back to bed. Safe, warm, and unmolested. Oh, are you blushing now? Oh, that's adorable. I imagine being the greatest mage doesn't leave room for romance. At least not that I've seen. You poor thing. Listen to me. You stand on the precipice of world-changing greatness. Fate has called and you have answered. In terms of tarot, you have been the magician. Quietly working your magic, it's been years of power, skill, concentration, and focus. Believe me, I've watched and witnessed your effort. What comes next? That's the right question. You're looking to the future. Again, in tarot, it's the Three of Wands. Not the Sun, not the Fool. The Three of Wands. You are on a hill, gazing into the distance. It is the card of vision and foresight, patience and purpose, luck, enterprise, peace, and change. It means your ship will come in. It can also mean you're looking for a new lover. Wouldn't that be nice? What do I want? Well, I think it's obvious that I want you. I want you to consider a partnership between us. You're coming into your own, aren't you? Oh, yes. Word of your abilities is spreading already, and a harsh truth is that displaying power means having to protect it. You are unprepared for what comes next. Oh, yes, you are. You have no idea. The false friends, the titles, the politics and bootlicking. Everyone is going to want a piece of you. They won't see you for who you are. Not like I do. I knew I wanted you before you did. You sound confident. Let me ask you, Can you cultivate an inner circle of people you can trust? Can you tell who likes you for you and not your power? You'll represent a lot of things to a lot of people. And someone who looks like you is easily objectified, even without your magic. You pause. These are good questions for you. All power comes with a cost. Let me help you. I want some of your magic, and in return, I will be your advisor. I can tell you who to trust, how to navigate the circles of influence you'll find yourself in, and how to achieve your goals. I do all this without caring what your goals are. Is that a skeptical look in your eye? Let me sweeten the deal. Every night, I will wait for you in your dreams, and we can be together. I can massage your shoulders and be the balm that soothes you after a hard day. You've never had that before, have you? Doesn't it sound nice? Let me give you something to consider. A parting gift. There. I wish we had more time together. You will be courted by others, I'm sure. A person like you is very rare. Consider me and my offer. You need someone you can trust. When you wake in your bed, alone, remember how I sounded. You don't have to do this on your own without help. You deserve the power of the supernatural. And you deserve a lover who wants you for who you are. You look thoughtful. Good. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And remember the feeling of your bed. The blankets, the pillow, the sounds of the night in your room. Feel the weight of your eyelids. Good. Sweet dreams, darling. We'll talk again soon. On the fourth night, sleep finds you easily. One moment you feel your head being cradled by your pillow. And the next, you hear the familiar sounds of Rowan's forest. Her shadow stretches past the trees, waving to you. Then you hear her approach. She smiles wide at the sight of you. Oh, if it isn't my magician. Such a graceful entrance into your dream this time. You take to all magic well, don't you? You even made your own finery to greet me in. I'm going to miss dressing you, but not as much as I missed your pretty face. Let me hold your chin. I want to look at you. Oh, are you shocked by my tender touch? Don't be. You will enjoy many tender moments with me. Oh, yes. I can be caring. And I'm very invested in you. I assume you came to take my deal. Am I correct? Naturally, I am the logical choice. The one who will demand the biggest investment, but provide the best return. You chose well. Few demons understand the dividends of power like I do. What tarot card are you? I love that you asked. Right now, you are the Hanged Man. Of the major arcana, yes. It is the card of pause, surrender, letting go, and a new perspective. Yes, you clever thing. The new perspective is because the Hanged Man is upside down. Don't worry. You're going to find your surrender to be very comfortable. You're so calm for your first deal. Won't you come and sit with me? The food of dreams will not sustain you, but I enjoy making deals over dinner. It is a human custom, is it not? Would you like some wine? Here, I'll pour. I'm already filling your cup metaphorically. I should do it literally as well. So, my sweet human, the greatest mage of a generation. Who else approached you after I opened the door to your dream? Juno? Oh my. A hedonist like her knows how to have a good time, but they don't make reliable partners. Oh, of course. She'd turn your life into an opium den. That would be a tremendous waste. Though, I suppose if you want to have that kind of party, I can offer you one of my mushrooms sometime. You'd live a life full of debauchery in just a few hours. Would you like that? Oh, business before pleasure, sweet thing. Who else found you? What's a fleur? Oh, who is that? A daisy field. Interesting. Some lesser demon who got lucky, I suppose. Oh, yes. Reaching you is no small task. Unless she'd already been watching you. But it's no matter. You're here with me. A powerful mage like you needs a powerful demon. It keeps things equal and balanced. Don't you agree? Of course you do. You've made the right choice. You don't know it yet, but the world is laid bare at your feet. Every choice you make will ripple across the Empire, being felt by even the smallest human. Oh. You have a glint in your eye that wasn't there before. Oh, yes. You sit taller. Your back is straighter. Your neck is longer. You know your worth now that you've been courted by other demons, don't you? Of course that's a good thing. That's what I wanted. Negotiation means nothing if your partner doesn't have a sense of their value. You look shocked. Did you think I was a trickster? Some manipulator who wants to get as much as possible for as little as she can? Hogwash. I left the door to your dreams open on purpose. I knew I had the most to offer, and empowering you benefits me in the long run. I don't have time to build you up. There you are. See? I was looking out for you before we even struck a deal. Why? That's a question I'm not used to answering. I suppose because I am very weary and wise. I want to see the world shift. Under the might of a new power. It's been too long. Ah, a worthy response. Give me your hand, darling human. I want to act like we're lovers at dinner, moon-eyed for the new beginning we're about to share. There we are. You know, it's strange. I don't normally care for this part. Oh, the courting, the small talk. But with you, pretty thing, I find myself wanting to draw it out. Why? There's that question again. Maybe it's because time moves very quickly when I'm with you. And believe me, I felt a lot of time pass. You want me to state my terms? All right. The moment has come. Oh, yes, pretty human. Throw my words back at me. Business first and pleasure after. Here are my terms. You, the greatest mage of a generation, and I, the demon Rowan, will make a deal. I offer you my wisdom, my counsel, my domain in the realm of dreams, and all the resources it provides. And my cunning. I can spy on your enemies and peer into their dreams. I will help you shape your inner circle with people you can trust and extend your reach across the world. I see the way your mouth threatens to smile when I speak of such things. Quit charming me. We are conducting important business. Now, I will not influence your hand on the world, and I pledge myself to fulfilling your vision of the future, not my own. I am impartial to the evils and charity of humans. I will not moralize you or lecture you. Come closer, sweet mage. This part is important, and I would speak it into the shell of your ear. In return, I ask for a fraction of your power to be paid in 7 years' time. How much power? 1/3. You counteroffer with a fifth. An insult. I am old in ways you cannot comprehend. Yet you negotiate as if I was born yesterday. A quarter. 1/4. Let me run my eyes over your face. I want to bask in the sight of you while I consider. I'm not usually swayed by human beauty, but you are compelling in a way I haven't felt in so long. Did you wink at me? My, you have grown bold. Very well. 1/4, because I'm impressed with your cheek. Yes, and the caveat that my payment will not be taken at a time when it would endanger you. As you request. Oh, like I said, I'm invested. We will be very intertwined. Harming you means harming me. There is no need for such caution. Though I will grant you whatever reassurance makes you feel safe. It's no trouble. You've come so far. Sometimes I forget that you're still indoctrinated with propaganda about how evil demons can be. It's fine. I'm happy to re-educate you. And with that, my dreamy mage, my terms for our deal are stated. I haven't done that in years. I look happy. I guess I am. Bargains and deals are a demon's purpose. Perhaps I've neglected my nature for too long. But I've been waiting for someone like you for centuries. There was no point in dealing with anyone else. You listen so intently. I didn't mean to talk about myself. Back to business. Do you accept my terms, pretty thing? You have chosen well. Let us enter our covenant with the human expression of love and trust. Touch my lips to your own. Lean over. So sweet. I'd nearly forgotten. You grabbed my horns to deepen our embrace. I'm shocked at your confidence, but I admire it. I raise my glass to you, sweet human. Now, I want you to hold me. I have to put our deal inside your body. Don't worry, it should feel very pleasant. I want to see your power beforehand. Can you make the table between us disappear? Perfect. Come here. You are so very warm, so full of life. Breathe against me. I need to feel the rise and fall of your chest. Yes, rest your head on my shoulder. I like the long lines of your neck. A deep breath in. Feel the swell of your lungs and a long, slow breath out. Good. There is no rush, my mage. You are going to feel the magic of our deal. Another deep breath in. Hold. And a slow exhale out. Once more, magic is done in threes. Your deepest breath in. Hold. And your longest breath out. And it is done. Pretty human, treasured mage. We are going to be together for a long time. I'm proud of you for choosing me. You are too wise to be scared of change, aren't you? Good. Your bed in the waking world calls for you. Go. I will see you every night from now on. Rest well. Dare I say, I can hardly wait until I see you again. Good night.